Chapter 47. Work in the Spirit of Prayer.
I feel an intense desire that this, the 1901 General Conference session, shall be a meeting where God can preside. This is an important time, a very important time. There is a great work to do. But whether the meeting shall be a success depends on us individually. We can make a heaven here during this meeting. There are solemn and important decisions to be made at this meeting, and God wants every one of us to stand in right relation to Him. He wants us to do a great deal more praying and a great deal less talking. He wants us to keep the windows of the soul opened heavenward. The threshold of heaven is flooded with the light of God's glory, and God will let this light shine into the heart of everyone who at this meeting will stand in right relation to Him. Some have said that they thought that at this meeting several days ought to be spent in prayer to God for the Holy Spirit, as at the day of Pentecost. I wish to say to you that the business which may be carried on at this meeting is just as much a part of the service of God as is prayer. The business meeting is to be just as much under the dictation of the Spirit as the prayer meeting. There is danger of our getting a sentimental, impulsive religion. Let the business transacted at this meeting stand forth in such sacredness that the heavenly host can approve of it. We are to guard most sacredly the business lines of our work. Every line of business carried on here is to be in accordance with the principles of heaven. God wants you to stand in position where He can breathe upon you the Holy Spirit, where Christ can abide in the heart. He wants you at the beginning of this meeting to lay off whatever of controversy, of strife, of dissension, of murmuring you have been carrying. What we need is a great deal more of Christ and none of self. The Savior says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." We have come to a point where God is going to work for His people. He wishes them to be a representative people, distinct from all other peoples in our world. He wants them to stand on vantage ground because He gave His life that they might stand there. Do not disappoint the Lord. Manuscript 29, 1901. Too many resolutions. Your very many resolutions need to be reduced to one-third their number, and great care should be taken as to what resolutions are framed. Letter 21A, 1888. I have been shown that our conferences have been overburdened with resolutions. One-tenth as many would be of far greater value than a large number. I stated these things clearly, but still you urge that the resolution should be carried into effect. Letter 22, 1889.